This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Let's say you took all our experts' advice, made a plan, put money away for retirement. What do you do with your house? In many families, it's the biggest asset, and it's also the one that might carry the largest loan. Conventional wisdom has always been pay off the mortgage when you retire. In the Great Recession, millions of people couldn't. Turns out mortgages might not matter so much anymore. Karen Muller is a personal finance columnist with the Star Ledger in New Jersey and is here to tell us why. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Traditional advice has been you don't want to retire with a mortgage. Does that still hold true?
Not necessarily. I mean, the first thing to consider when anybody is coming close to retirement, or if you're in retirement already, you need to decide what you're comfortable with. The conventional wisdom always used to be, oh, you don't want to have any debt at all in retirement. You don't want to have to worry about it. But these days, you know, mortgage rates are so low. And if you need the tax deductions, which you may or you may not in retirement, depending on your personal situation, you know, it's kind of a toss up and well worth sitting down with your tax preparer to look at the specifics for your plan.
Yeah, I looked back at some of the numbers, and in 1989, about a quarter of households retired with a mortgage. And then in 2007, it was like 46%. I was amazed by those numbers.
Yeah, I think that there are probably a couple of different things going on, you know, with the economy, with housing crashes, with the stock market being iffy a few years back, people don't necessarily have as much money as they were planning to, so maybe they couldn't afford to pay off their mortgages. But we're also not talking about 9-10% interest on mortgages either, so they really are more affordable.
Karen, can you run me through a checklist of what people need to consider to think through whether they should keep a mortgage?
Sure. Well, the first thing you need to do is take a look at your overall finances. Take a look at where you have money. Do you have a couple of CDs that would be able to be used to pay off your mortgage? And how much are you earning on that? Chances are today it's not that much. What you don't want to do is take all of your available cash to pay off a mortgage, leaving you with absolutely no safety net. Because then what happens if you need a new roof? Are you going to have to use a credit card to pay for it? I don't think that you want to do that. So, you know, the first thing you need to do is make sure you have the funds available to pay it. The next thing you want to do is to compare interest rates. Take a look at your current mortgage, what you're actually paying, and, you know, remember that you are getting probably some additional tax advantages because of the deductions for mortgage interest. Compare that to the money that you're actually earning on your investments. You also want to make sure to sit down with an advisor, because once you make the move, you're not going to be able to undo it. It could end up pushing you into a higher tax bracket, and you don't want to end up having 1 year where suddenly you're owing thousands of dollars to the IRS.
Retirement is about figuring out how you can pay for the rest of your life, but it's also about relaxing and peace of mind. Where does that fall into this list of what you should do when you think about it?
Peace of mind is really more important than the finances in a case like this, or at least that's what I would say. If you just feel nervous having any kind of debt, whether it's the mortgage or you've got credit cards, if you don't like seeing monthly bills coming in, or if you worry about being able to pay for it, then, you know, you just might be better paying it off. It's the only way to buy peace of mind, really, and it's well worth it.
Karen Muller is a personal finance columnist for the Star Ledger. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.